This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Beginning today, Northwest Arkansas Fashion Week returns for its second year. Events this week, which include launch parties, a shop local party, and runway shows, will help raise money for local nonprofits. Among those participating in Thursday night's runway shows are designers from the University of Arkansas. These students are enrolled in the Apparel Studies program, which is found in the Dale Bumpers College of Agricultural, Food, and Life Sciences. Dr. Lori Apple, an associate professor and area coordinator of apparel studies at the U of A, says the apparel studies program started out as a home economics program, which was created years ago.
That's why we're in the agricultural college, because we really were born and bred out of the agriculture. As men would go out and teach agriculture to the farmers, the women would go out and teach the clothing and the nutritional part of that. And so that's why we, as a school, we still have nutrition and hospitality, we have family relations, and we have apparel.
The Department of Home Economics on the U of A campus was created in 1913. The department offered courses in domestic science and domestic arts. In 1914, the students and faculty organized the Home Economics Club, and they quickly established themselves in the life of the college and grew rapidly in enrollment. During the 1917 to 1918 school year, the Home Economics Department provided 7 of the 18 graduates from the college. The Home Economics Building, which is located just north of Mullins Library, was completed in 1940. 14 years after construction, the growing importance of the home economics program led to renaming the college in 1954 as the College of Agriculture and Home Economics. Today, the apparel studies program has about 250 students, and it provides them with a well-rounded education in their field.
We have been guided by a terrific advisory board, and they love the fact that we focus on the industry as a whole. So the student actually understands the entire process of the fashion industry once they graduate, as opposed to just maybe knowing a design part of it or a product development part of it or a merchandising part of it. So that really they can communicate across all levels of the industry, and that's really our key in creating this one specific major within the college.
Lori says the program is for anyone that wants to be in any part of the fashion industry. She explains that the program focuses mostly on product development and merchandising. The apparel studies program even offers students real-world experience. In one of the classes Lori teaches, called textile design, students have the opportunity to have their product sold at a local store.
We learn how to design the textile print. So we start with a print. We do woven, so we learn how to interlace woven shirts and things like that. We also do knit design. We're currently working on a project for Dillard's Men's, which we have been working and partnering with them for the last couple of years. And our students will actually present to them at the end of the semester, and they'll choose one, which will go on the sales floor. So it's quite something for a student to be able to design a textile product and a graphic in our class, and then have it selected by a major department store and then sold nationwide.
Because design can be very subjective, Lori says she doesn't grade students based on each other. She says it's really based on the student's skill and what they bring to the table, their creativity and their innovativeness.
It's very subjective, when, especially if someone knows exactly which direction they want to go. And honestly, in textile design and pattern design, I don't really limit my students on what they can. They have to learn the basics of the computer program. That's really my job, is to teach them those basics and how to use the computer system, and then use their skills for what they want to go and do. I don't try to limit them on the direction of what kind of design. You really can't teach true design. I mean, as far as either somebody has that skill or they don't. And what we're doing is we're teaching the tools really to enhance that skill.
For students who will be showing off their skills on the runway this week are Caroline DeLay, Anna Taylor, Tiara Hudson, and Elisa May. Although they are all part of the same program, each has their own unique concept for their collection. Anna, for example, has been inspired by her time in Africa.
I moved there in the middle of my sophomore year, and I started a sewing training program with women in the slums, and the purpose of my line is to give Kenyans jobs and other women in third world countries, and I just am in love with the African patterns and prints.
The theme, as well as the song Caroline is using while displaying her looks, is I'm Every Woman.
I'm using my friends as models, and I wanted to incorporate different sizes and flattering looks on each of them. So I've size 2 up to a size 14, and I have 5 looks, and I'm using corals and florals.
Okay. And you?
I'm doing both menswear and womenswear, but my favorite thing about menswear is that, like, I'm doing printed pants, which most men don't wear printed pants, but I think it's cool to kind of venture into that because, like, it's not really done very much. So there's so much that you can do with menswear that people aren't really doing. And then for womenswear, just pretty lacy things, a little bit of leather.
Tiara says her collection is inspired by living on the East Coast.
I want to kind of bring that East Coast vibe, just really simple and chic. And I titled mine Rocker Chic because it's kind of edgy, but it's really feminine. So I have like a lot of dresses, and I've done some sheath dresses with leather on the top, kind of graphic on the bottom. And it's just something that everybody can wear. And I'm really simple, so I like a lot of simple things. So
the minimum amount of pieces the students could create is 5. And although they have a varying number of pieces and their own unique styles, they are all looking at their participation in the event as something positive.
I'm just thankful for the experience.
It's so much fun backstage. Mm-hmm. Being backstage, it's so much energy, and it's great. It's a lot of fun.
This is just, I guess, a stepping stool for me because I've had a lot of obstacles. So just to be here right now is something that empowered myself. So just to be in this kind of atmosphere is really cool. Mm-hmm. You know, makes my family proud, makes me proud.
I've kind of envisioned it for a while, and I think since my first year in this major, I kind of thought, oh, it's something I wanted to do before it was even Northwest Arkansas Fashion Week. They had a little apparel studies one, and I was like, oh, I can definitely do that. So it's cool envisioning it and seeing it come to life, and my hard work and all of these girls' hard work is going to pay off.
The Fashion Week show featuring the students' designs is sold out, but there are a number of other events happening throughout the week to help benefit local charities. Details are available at nwafw.com. For more information about the Apparel Studies program at the University of Arkansas, visit bumperscollege.uark.edu.